Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Ooh, good to be back. Oh, it's good to be back. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. Got your host, James, here at 8:04 on the clock. We are joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things on the way for you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing over there?
Pretty good. Did you get to see the moon last night?
Yes. And this morning.
It was so gorgeous.
Yes. Oh, it's been beautiful. Just beautiful.
Isn't it fantastic? And then the weather, too, just on repeat,
yeah.
Once again.
Makes your job easy.
Like a skipping
record. Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful sunshine today. I do think, though, we're going to see a little bit more cloud cover by this afternoon. This is because we do have that front off to the west. It's going to be firing up showers and storms by tomorrow night for us. So as it starts to get near us, a little bit more cloud cover throughout the afternoon and evening. Same story for tomorrow. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds before those showers and storms hit Thursday night and into our Friday morning. And after that, still some low 80s. So really, the summery vibe is still here with us, at least through Saturday. A ton of sunshine besides that little blip of rain Thursday night.
Keep the shorts handy. Keep out the gym shoes for a little bit longer. We can enjoy
and
the summer. Yes, yes. We can enjoy the summer a little bit longer. That's great. Thank you so much, Brittany. Good to talk to you. We'll talk again real soon.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a good
you
one.
Too.
Best in the business there, our friend Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning in this time slot. And oh, it's good to be back. Hope you all are having a good one out there. We got great things lined up for you today. We're not only going to have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in a little bit, but we're going to find out, is it too early to be prepping for these holidays? Well, we're going to discuss that. Tupperware. I want to talk Tupperware with you, Melissa, and maybe not the greatest of news about Tupperware either. I know my mom is. My mom's ears immediately peaked up on that one. And my dad's. My dad likes the Tupperware a lot, too. They both use it a lot. Peak stress. We're going to talk when we hit our peak stress and what the number one remedy for that stress is. Oh, do you have something there?
Well, I was just going to say, can I segue that into how stressed were you yesterday to not be with us, James?
I will get to that in a second, but nicely
okay,
done.
Good.
I love a good segue. I want to remind everybody that it is Wednesday. That means we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out and getting off that wicked awesome word of Wednesday.
Wicked awesome.
Looking forward to talking with Phil before the end of the hour. 9 o'clock hour has some entertainment news for you. We'll also get into some other fun topics I've got for us. The best countries to visit on a budget. And also want to help you with those job interviews, the most boneheaded mistakes we make during job interviews.
What not to do.
Yes, we're going to help you with that and everything. But I do appreciate you wanting to start there, Melissa. I wanted to thank you and Seth. I was very, very, it was very difficult for me to let you text you guys that I was not going to be able to be.
I'm very proud of you that you did.
Just talking about it even was difficult for me to do. I didn't realize that was going to be tough. And to be transparent with the audience and everything, I'm an actor, and I went to get some work done. I went to Tijuana and got down there, and here's.
Sorry.
Here's the problem, everybody, and I understand Melissa's laughing through her nervousness. It's understandable. She was nervous and worried about me, so she's just laughing through the nerves.
Have you taken the bandages off yet?
Yes. Well, that's the problem. See, I didn't realize how much the plane ticket would cost, and then I had to pay for room and board, and they got really good food down there, so I was eating a lot. By the time I was done, I did not have enough money for the surgery. I was able to... I did have somebody tell me, if you squint really good, I look younger. So I'm just going to ask people to start squinting a lot more. And, maybe next time I'll go down there.
Special glasses.
Plan this out a little bit better next time. No. I do. I should let you guys know at least a little bit here that I've got a guard now on my mouth. I'm going to have this for the next month or two as I'm getting my mouth worked on and getting some teeth work done.
Good. It's important. Taking care of your health.
We're gonna have some fun with this, though, because my S's and my Z's are a little different. My T's are not so bad, but my S's are. So please feel free to make fun of me about this. We will have fun with it. It is going to be fun. But most importantly, out of all of that, excellent job. I want everybody a good golf clap, a grilled round of applause for Melissa and Seth yesterday.
Seth did awesome.
I didn't get to hear the whole entire show, but I did get to hear the intro. I got to hear some of the beginning. I got to hear your guys' interview. You guys work so good together. You did such a great job. And for the audience,
built a great team, James.
For the audience to know, they had less than, I don't even know, if 24 hours to really prepare for it or anything. So I really.
But also, you gave us all the, your prep. So it wasn't like we really had to do any prepping.
Do you see?
Seth did. Seth did because he, had to host the show. For me, it was cake.
I'm glad to hear that, but it doesn't make light of the work that you two did, especially and both pulling off heavy lifting. Both of you did a great job with yesterday's show, and I think we might end up hearing more of that as we go forward here.
Because James might now feel confident enough in us that he could take a vacation.
Oh yeah,
take off for a good reason, James.
Yeah, for a good reason. That would be nice. That would be nice. But I do have all the confidence in the world in you two. And you did a great job, and I really appreciate it. And heard good things from the listeners. I know a couple of people have reached out and said they enjoyed it. And we're looking forward to hearing it again sometime.
Nice.
Do want to get into this one with you, Melissa. It is, and I want to start a new thing here every other day or whenever while we can here as we're getting ready for fall. We're going to get into the fall color report to kick off our show. Travel Wisconsin, our good friends over there, they've joined us on the airwaves here a bunch of times. They put out a great report, and they have a great website where you can find this out yourself. You just go to travelwisconsin.com, go under Fall Color Report, and you will see exactly what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Get into that.
It's a great site.
It really is. We'll get into that let's go ahead and start right there. Let's go ahead and start right there.
Sure.
We'll get into National Cheeseburger Day later.
The colors are really starting to change.
They are.
I noticed it the other weekend when I was, or was it the last Friday when I was driving up to Wausau. I was like, wow. They're really starting to turn in certain spots.
So Milwaukee and Madison are seeing around 4 to 5%. Nothing too much in our bigger cities here and everything. You're not seeing it as much in there. La Crosse is getting a little bit more with 5%. Not seeing a whole lot just yet. But if you go to their website and you just type into their search bar or into this awesome thing. Oh, Wausau. I wanted to see Wausau. Yeah, Wausau is not bad. About 10% for Wausau, they're saying.
Yeah, because, there were definitely specific trees that had completely changed. Because there's, just pockets.
Do you think it's more embarrassing or cool to be, the first tree to blossom or to be the last tree to blossom? I wonder if they give each other a hard time about that. If you type into the fall color report your zip code, and for us, we're typing in 54495. And let's see here what that gives us for report. Looks like, we're just getting there. We're just getting there. We're still at 0% here in the area.
But, zero.
I would say at least 1% or 2%, though.
Yeah.
I would think we're about that.
It could only be, there's got to be some margin of error there for them.
Yeah.
It can't be everywhere in the state all at once.
But it is not hard to find everybody in the Wisconsin Rapids area. We are in our peak forecast will be the third week of October, they're saying. So be on the lookout for that.
So we got plenty of time yet.
Got some time.
The leaves changing.
Got a little bit of time before then. We'll be going over this report every morning with you over the next couple of weeks as we get you ready for fall. Looking forward to it. It is National Cheeseburger Day. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yum.
If you have a sandwich for lunch today, you're doing it wrong, have a cheeseburger. No, you can if you want to. A poll for this day found that 82% of us love cheeseburgers. 82%.
82%. That sounds accurate to me.
And American cheese is the top choice to have on that burger.
The most melty.
Yeah, it is. That's a good point. It just edged out cheddar out for the top spot, followed by Swiss, pepper jack, and provolone at a distant fifth.
Okay.
My dad likes Swiss here and there. Especially if he's making the burger, he'll put Swiss on it.
Well, then you got to have mushrooms.
That's something else he'd like. Yeah, you're right.
Mushroom and Swiss burger.
That, right on, right on. Yeah.
One sauce. Tasty.
Speaking his language right now. The big hitters have some pretty solid deals this year. There's a few places you can get a burger for free or close to free. McDonald's has a 50-cent double cheeseburger through their app available today.
Hey.
Wendy's is selling a junior bacon cheeseburger for a penny with a purchase through Sunday.
Okay.
Burger King Rewards members can get a free cheeseburger if they spend a dollar.
Not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
What can you spend a buck on?
Yeah, right, right. God, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm losing. This is tough. I can't eat these. I can't eat a cheeseburger right now. I got all the work being done. I'm on a liquid diet right now of all the cruelties.
Hey, you know what though, James? I have a very powerful blender. We can blend a cheeseburger.
Oh no!
You,
so you can... No, I'm
Come
good.
On,
I'm good.
To...
I'm good. No, you're trying. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but I'm good. The travesty of this. Oh. Dairy Queen has free double cheeseburgers through their app if you spend a buck. The deal also runs through Sunday. That's a pretty good one. And Buffalo Wild Wings has a buy one, get one deal for loyalty members. I forgot that they had burgers. That's right.
Yeah. I was going to say, they're wings, please?
Yeah, I forgot.
But of course, they got to have more than just wings.
Burger King also revealed their $1 million Whopper finalists. They launched a contest in February where fans could submit new Whopper ideas for a chance at a million. The three burgers that made the final cut will hit their menu November 14th for a limited time. That sounds okay. I mean,
yeah. Do they tell you what they are?
Yeah, they've got a Mexican street corn Whopper with seasoned tortilla strips and spicy queso.
Interesting.
Okay. A maple bourbon barbecue Whopper.
Oh, I'd eat that.
Topped with bourbon barbecue sauce, jalapeno, bacon, and maple bacon seasoning. My goodness. Oh, wow.
Might have to pick the jalapenos off.
Same here. But
I would still put that in.
Burger King, usually you can order it, you know, where you don't even put them on there. So, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want them on there, though, for the flavor.
Oh,
but I don't think I can
eat
all of them.
That's how my brother is. That's awesome. That's how my brother does the same thing. And a fried pickle ranch Whopper. Topped with bacon, fried pickles, Swiss cheese, and a pickle ranch dressing.
Nice.
Not bad. Those are pretty creative.
Fun.
Those aren't bad. At least worth a try.
Mm-hmm. And I like how diverse they are. You know, they're all very different.
Well, it's, Lay's got this right away. Lay's has been listening to their constituents, if you will, quite a bit, where when people voted on these things as far as flavors or recommended flavors, and look at all the billions of flavors they got right now, and their sales are doing good.
And they actually have some that don't contain dairy, because for those of us who are lactose intolerant, there's not a lot of flavored chips out there that don't have dairy in them that are sold, like, at most convenience stores. The ones you can typically find are dill pickle chips and salt and vinegar.
Every
other flavored chip has dairy in it.
But Lay's
did like the sweet chili that does not.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a couple more of their specialty flavors that don't have dairy in them.
And more places need to do that. It's a really smart idea. And enjoy National Cheeseburger Day, everybody. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today. We'll see you at the end of this break, everybody. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. It is time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Got some great specials today, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like they are going to be celebrating over there some great specials. Get on over there, enjoy some great food, and check out one of the most original menus you are going to find.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Let's see, what do they got today? They have a free beverage with order of a Mexican breakfast.
Nice. That's a good deal.
That was Tuesday. They don't have their Wednesday one posted yet. Sorry.
Not yet, but they will soon. And you can check it out at their Facebook page, Just type into your search bar, El Cafe, and subscribe to their page and keep up to date on all the cool things they got going on over there. And wish a good morning to our friends at El Cafe. We want to celebrate with you even more. Get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We got a great list today, but we need more. Celebrate with us. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailup@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us, of course, on our Facebook pages as well. And call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, or just one button dialing with the Civic Media app, which you want to have because we got this awesome contest going on.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be talking a little bit and just a little bit about Civic Media's statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. We'll be talking more about that before the end of the hour. Be sure to have that app handy and use it while you're waiting.
Oh, but James, I know today's hamburger day, but they have an egg salad on a croissant for their lunch special today.
Ooh, that does sound good.
With potato salad. And their potato salad is really good. It reminds me of my mom's potato salad. It's so yummy.
There is something about good potato salad that reminds people of other good potato salads.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. It's not because I don't eat it. I don't know, but I hear this all the time from people
about mayo, aren't you?
I am. I'm weird about mayo. You're absolutely right.
All right. I'll let you have that one.
I'm not as weird about celebrating your birthdays and anniversaries. I'm not too bad with that.
No, you're pretty good about it.
We love celebrate with you guys. We got four possible qualifiers today.
Ooh.
Eat them 1 through 4, Mel.
I got to choose 4.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very, 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 very happy anniversary. Happy 48th anniversary to Jim and Pam Mailoff.
Oh, Jim and Pam. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. The most romantic couple I've ever known. My mom and dad have been together since they were 14 and 15.
Wow.
They are... They are a couple of characters. They really are. They're so romantic. They had matching hip surgeries done about a couple of years ago, which was taking
some dedication.
Yeah, it took it a little farther than I would have, but no. They're each other's best friend. They're two of the smartest, funniest people I'll ever know. They're my first best friends and people that I love very much to this day and
absolutely
appreciate very much to this day. Like that would have changed. Like I would have like there was a pause in between there or something like that.
Maybe not tomorrow, but to today, Mom and Dad.
Right, right.
Love you to pieces. Happy anniversary.
For today, happy anniversary to happy 48th, you guys. I say, my mom asked me yesterday, she's like, Jimmy, you know what tomorrow is? I was like, yeah. She goes, but do you know how many it is? I'm like, yeah, it's 48. And she gets all excited that I remembered everything. And then she looks at me and she's like, wait a minute. I was like, yeah, Bob, it's just a year older than me. It's just, it's all I got to do is remember. It's one of the easiest numbers in the world for me to remember. It's like, okay.
Well, hey, James, for some of us, it takes a minute to remember how old we are once we, you know, once you get past 30, you're kind of like, well, the number doesn't really matter so much anymore.
Yeah.
And who's keeping track anyway?
I am telling
you. Sometimes you got to do the math.
Every once in a while, though, life reminds you of how old you are.
Well, yeah, but not the accurate number.
No, not at all. not at all the accurate number. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Yeah, do so. Eat cake.
We wish a happy anniversary, our happy birthday to our good friend Promise Bakken.
Happy birthday, Promise.
Of course, with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate Promise and the work she does.
Oh, they'll be celebrating her over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stop in and wish her a happy birthday.
Definitely, good idea. We wish a happy birthday to Betty Anderson.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy your day, Betty. Hope it's a good one for you.
I love the name Betty.
That's a great name. It really is a good name. And a happy birthday to Deb Fensel.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Deb, wishing you the best of days. Hope it's a good one for you.
Great name. I know so many wonderful Debs.
Me too. Yeah. It's a great one. Always has been. I've known a lot of great Debs throughout my life. And our qualifiers celebrating their third anniversary. Mitch and Lexi McNaughton.
Mitch and Lexi, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Mitch and Lexi. We were wishing you a happy third and have many, many more. We're wishing you. That's a fantastic one. And you're our qualifiers today.
Congratulations. Get over to El Cafe. Have some pie. It's amazing.
And brag. Brag to people that you're the qualifier. Brag that you could win some free
El Cafe.
Tell Fidel
it's your third anniversary, and he will probably make a big deal out of it
because
he's a cool dude like that.
Definitely. Give that a shot. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Patrick Schwarzenegger is 31. Arnold's son.
Oh, okay.
He's celebrating his 31st. Didn't know he was that young. I thought he was a little older for some reason. I don't know why. Let's see here. Allison Lohman is 45, Tim McGraw's daughter. She's in Flicka and Matchstick Men. She was the star of Sam Raimi's, a couple of different movies from her. Let's see here. Oh, Jason Sudeikis is 49.
Really?
Were the Millers, Hall Pass, Horrible Bosses, SNL, and, of course, Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sudeikis is one of the sold writers and sketch actors on SNL in the time that he was on there. He was sneaky good. I don't think he got a lot of credit or got noticed that much because of some of the other bigger names that he worked with. And he didn't necessarily have a recurring character. And a lot of times a recurring character is that thing that really helps you stand out on the show. It can even get you a movie based on that character. And that's what so many of the early days of SNL were. Hey, I got to make this hit character. I got to make Pat. I got to make the, we want to pump you up. We want, you know, all these different characters. Jason Sudeikis kind of focused more on, he tried to do that, certainly, but focused a lot more on team sketch building and writing for others and really trying to write
Which says a lot about him.
Yeah, and also how good of a writer he was. Writing for a sketch for specific actors on the show and stuff was not a lot of people can do. And it actually kind of all worked out in the way because a character he created for a commercial in Ted Lasso was just created to help NBC celebrate soccer and them getting soccer. And this character was really good. And they were like, well, hey, we should try to turn this into a TV show. They pitch it. They didn't think anybody was going to buy it. They didn't think anybody would. NBC actually did. Universal, I believe. Or no, Apple. I'm sorry. Apple took it up. Apple took it. And it became, especially during the pandemic, one of the biggest shows of all time. Like, period. Don't feel bad for Jason not having a recurring character. His recurring character turned into one of the bigger characters in TV history in Ted Lasso. Especially because it's not that the show is you know, incredibly different than any other comedy you've ever seen or anything like that. Part of it is the time that it came out. And when people were struggling through the pandemic, and not only was there not a whole lot of new entertainment, but there wasn't a lot of positivity. And organic and natural positivity like the character Ted Lasso has.
Yeah.
Where it's almost infectious, and you can't help but kind of root for the character. I haven't seen that many episodes, but what I saw, I'll keep watching. Like, it's one of those shows.
I mean, there's only three seasons.
Yeah.
And the premise is really fun, that it's an American football coach hired to manage a British soccer team.
And
it's just clash of you know, cultures that are really, in reality, not all that different, but there's enough difference in, like, words and, you know, context that would make it hilarious.
I don't want to, you know how I feel about spoilers, so I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say that I watched the pilot episode, the first episode, and I was into it. It was okay. But the last 2 minutes are what sold me on it and showed me, oh, Jason Sudeikis is a very funny, very comedic actor. He's not just that. He can do drama. He can be good. It was a good show. It is a good show. They got actually one more season I think they're going to come out with, but I'm not sure if he's on it. I think that it's just some of the other. It's a really good cast, too. I mentioned him a lot, but the whole cast is flawless. A really good show. Let's see some people continuing our birthdays. We have Frankie Avalon is 84.
Wow.
Venus, Beauty School Dropout in Grease. Frankie Avalon, still going, man. And some people no longer with us, like the very funny Fred Willard, wonderful character actor. He was on Modern Family, Roseanne, Anchorman, This is Spinal Tap, Best in Show. Fred Willard, one of the greats.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite actors of all time, James Gandolfini, born on this day in 1961, passed away in 2013, Mr. Tony Soprano. And not for nothing, a lot of great roles Mr. Gandolfini played. Like one of the last performances he did was a movie with Robert Redford that was really good, really really good. Just a great actor, and gone way too soon. And one more time, wishing happy anniversary to my mom and dad. Happy 48th, you two.
Happy anniversary, mom and dad.
Try to keep the house in one piece by the time I get there, please. Also wishing a happy birthday to Promise, to Deb and Betty.
Yeah, happy birthday, everyone.
And a happy third anniversary to our qualifiers, Mitch and Lexi McNaughton.
Mitch and Lexi, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you two. Wishing you a great one. Celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now. And over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. We're going to take a news break. Take care of our partners. We'll come back, and Melissa and I are going to get into, isn't it too early to be prepping for these holidays? Well, we're going to discuss. We'll talk about it.
Discuss.
When we come back on The Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Getting you ready for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Quality Plus Printing going to be joining us in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. In a little while, we'll also get into, is it too early to stop prepping for these holidays? We got that coming up for you as well. But I wanted to touch on this one, Melissa. This is a little heartbreaking in some ways. Maybe heartbreaking is a strong word, but it's weird to see this, I got to say. Tupperware, one of America's most iconic brands, is going bankrupt after 78 years.
Wow.
The once popular line of food storage containers was launched in 1946 by a guy named Earl Tupper. That was his real name, everybody. That's why it's Tupperware. They've been struggling for years thanks to failing demand and more competition from off brands sold on sites like Amazon. Back when they were the only game in town, women threw Tupperware parties and sold sets to their friends. I remember my mother doing this.
I was to several Tupperware parties as a young adult or young child.
Right on. I remember this being something, especially for new couples, you know, or people that were just moving out on their own. They would do this too. The good news is it's a debt restructuring thing, so Tupperware isn't going away completely. They're just doing it to deal with more than $700 million of debt they've racked up.
Oof.
Man. But it still feels like the end of an era because it won't be American-made at all soon. They announced in June they'd be closing their last U.S. factory and laying off 148 workers. A factory in Mexico is taking over production next year. Tupperware stock was only at $1.18 a share to start the week, but fell to 50 cents when bankruptcy news hit. The all-time high was around $90 a share back in 2013. So I would say that there is at least 14 to 1,500 angles we could take on this, Melissa.
Right. I'm very conflicted about this, James.
Yeah, it's a tough one. This is the gray area we live in day-to-day life that I think we need to talk about more because these things are very – there is – I know that in the political vacuum, and especially as we are just less than a couple of months away from the big, big election, it's so much easier for these excuse for political ads and these attack ads or for politicians themselves. Everything's got to be a soundbite. Everything's got to be really quick. Just one sentence and everything's better and you know exactly what we're doing.
Somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's not life. That's not how it works. And there is no subject in the world that can be solved by one sentence or by insulting the person you're running against.
Yeah. Or even a 2-minute response. That's not enough.
Yeah.
And yet this is where we're at.
Yeah. This is the best system. This is the best we could come up with as far as like getting answers to our questions and who we should vote for and everything. When it comes to something like this, go ahead. If you have not bought anything from Amazon, if you have not done any of that or bought any of these kind of products from Amazon, you can go ahead and...
Or any non-Tupperware plastic container to put food in.
then this doesn't apply to you, but all the rest of us, and I am one of them, we have to take the blame for this, to take some heat for this. But it's not just that. That's where a lot of talking heads are going to go right now. And they go quick to blame the consumer. But why is the consumer always looking for something cheaper? And not just that, but why are we not asking more of these businesses to evolve? Right. It's a two-way street. Now, yes, we all think that we all say the same thing, buy local, support local. We should be doing more of that. We all agree. All right? Okay, good. But as far as these businesses, there needs to be more accountability on that side of it, too, I think. There are 10 to 20 different businesses off the top of my head I can mention that were could have been in Tupperware's situation, but they evolved. They found a different angle. They found something else they could do or a different way to expand their business. That's mm-hmm. business.
But my question is, why can they declare bankruptcy, close their places that employ people here in the United States, and then outsource to another country and still survive? Why yeah. is that a thing?
Yeah, that shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. And and to be fair...
And just to write off, what did you say? $7 million of debt?
$700 million.
$700 million yeah, of debt. Yeah. I mean, those numbers are unfathomable, mm-hmm. as is that word hard to say. Mm-hmm. To those of us in normal society, $700 million in debt they could just write off, fire a whole lot and lose a whole lot of American jobs, and then outsource to another country. I mean, my stance on plastic. Mm-hmm. I have issues with plastic, and I do think we need to, as a society, move past it. Plastic has a use, but it doesn't need to be in everything,
yeah.
including our bodies and our earth. We need to do something about that. So, yes, as a company, I don't know that Tupperware needs to survive as producing the amount of plastic that they do. But you're right. They could evolve. They could become something else that is better for the environment and also keeps American jobs here in America.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is easy. Hey, just go ahead and do it already. Like, I understand it takes time, but look, I think we know something a little bit about this. Our next month, WFHR is going to be celebrating an 80-plus birthday.
Yep, 84.
We're in an industry that is over 100 years old, and we have been told since we were kids, oh, I don't know about radio. Oh, I don't know about this. We've evolved. We've grown. Radio is not what it used to be because we want to stay in your lives. We want to be a part. We believe we have important work to do, and you've shown us we do. So we're going to keep doing it, and we're able to do that because we evolved. Like, we don't do the same old thing.
Tupperware could have done the same thing.
My heart goes to the employees, mm-hmm. to the people that work for this company, but it is
to my childhood nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The olive green bowl with the I don't even know how to describe the top. It's kind of like an accordion in a circle.
Where else?
You know, where
yes,
you press the
yes, I know exactly
center,
what you're talking about. I can picture
it.
The green one. Yes, the green one. I actually just washed one the other day, I believe, in the dishes. What else? Where else can we get that wonderful, amazing feeling of, okay, where's the top? I can't find the top. And you look through all the tops, and you find the matching top. You find the matching top for the bowl.
Well, they were actually very good about, like, not making the top. You could tell which top went with which bottom very easily.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to the mishmash that we now have in our Tupperware drawers or cupboards or closets or mm-hmm. I don't even know what today, where none of the tops match any of the bottoms.
Well, and we're such a disposable society now where we just get rid of things, whether it's food or the products they're made in.
Very soon you're going to be able to tell how much lactaid cottage cheese I have now eaten since I have moved into this apartment, because they're all in my Tupperware drawer. That's the only, and I still call it a Tupperware drawer, even though there's zero Tupperware in there.
Isn't that funny?
It's all plastic containers. Yeah, right?
It's one of those things where it's hard to imagine sometimes that, like, a certain brand, like, how could that brand go out of business? They've been around forever. We call things like it's a namesake thing, too.
We call plastic containers Tupperware.
Yeah. But this,
I mean, at least my generation and older generation does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. My parents even do. And everything in there.
You don't just go, we'll find a plastic container.
It's something where we do need to do a better job, I think, as a society, of buying local, supporting local. Absolutely, 100%. I think that's the first and foremost thing I think of. It's also on these businesses to evolve as well and grow. And when you're a company, and I have nothing against, our lives are built on export and import. Whether you like it or not, you got a lot of people it's now important. About not importing stuff and not exporting stuff, blah, blah, blah. That means that does not make for a good economy. That does not, that raises things. You're worried about the price of things right now. You do more of that, you're going to be even higher. I'm not against that. But when you do take your company from America to another country, that doesn't usually end well too for you, in this country at least. So we will see. I've tried
that in generations past.
Yeah,
and it didn't pan out all that well for us now.
No. So I'm going to be paying attention to that one, and I'm curious to see if anybody has any Tupperware parties anymore or something like that to kind of get this going. A local business that has done amazing things and done a great job of evolving and keeping relevant is our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, who join us every Wednesday with a wicked awesome word of Wednesday. Phil, how you doing?
Woo! Doing good.
It's good to hear from you, Phil.
Thanks for the great segue there. That was awesome.
Well, you know, I thank you for the great segue, man. I'm able to say that because you guys do that. In a short amount of time that you have been over there, I have heard such good things about, wow, I didn't think that this could be done. I went over there and they were able to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys don't just, I'm sorry, sir, all we do is do this. You guys listen to your community. You work with the community and you say, hey, what do you guys need? What can we do? That's smart business.
That's a great idea. I'll figure out how I can do that.
Yeah, it's good business, Phil.
You know, you take it as a challenge. You know, if you have pride in what you do, you want to be able to help people. And thanks for that, because we, you know, I got a great team and blessed with that thing. You know, every day, and so they go out of the way to try to make sure we do our customers right and try to find a solution for things that, you know, yeah, that sometimes seem weird or impossible or can you do this, and yeah, and we can, you know, so. We'll find a way. We had some people bring in some soccer balls the other day. Can you put a logo on these? Oh, and we've never tried that before. But we can't say. And yes, we can, by the way. Yes, we can. We can do that.
Awesome.
And so, you know, we're learning new and creative ways to print on some different materials that we've never printed on before, and including, you know, like with the apparel that we started up. And that's been going really well.
Yeah.
And So yeah, it's been fun. You know, I don't like to sit still, so I'm sure my people that are surrounding me here look at me once in a while with a weird eye, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
but they know, you know, we're going to keep moving forward and trying to find new and fun ways to, you know, help our customers out.
We appreciate that, Phil, and appreciate you joining us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What is our word today?
So, hey, this is a good word for what we were just doing. Ensky.
Oh, Ensky.
E-N-S-K-Y. It means to exalt, to praise. So, yeah, that's it. I didn't know that we were going to walk into you doing that there.
Yeah. Just worked out, doesn't it? This is the chemistry we all have. This is how good we are together. Ensky is a good word, Phil. That's a fun one.
So I Ensky our local radio station, I'll tell you that, because I'm very proud to do business with you guys because of all the work with local things that you do. So keep it up. Keep Agatha happy over there.
Will do. Will do. Phil, before we let you go, what kind of projects are you up to this week?
Oh, geez, you know, this has been a really busy month, which we're happy to hear, but it's been, we're working on some things for the Hanna Center today, which is another great local charity. They knew I was talking to them. Phone thing.
Yep.
The Arts Council has their first show coming up here for the season. Colin, right? Coming up. Colin is coming up next week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the programs for them in the Arts Council and the Three of Great Concert. I think that's the 26th coming up. So we're printing out their programs and their handles for that today as well. Sand Valley has some jobs in here we're working on. The River Kings are heating up. In the ice,
yeah.
Getting ready. I marveled at my own choice of words.
It was great. It was really good. Yeah, it was good. Yes.
It made me giggle because I knew I said what I said. Funny. So we do a lot of work for the River Kings. We do all their printing, their tickets, their programs, their, you know, their guides for the year, so we get involved with Paul, and they got a great group of people that run the River Kings. We're blessed to have them in our town, and so they're gearing up their season, even though summer keeps going here, with the weather, but they're gearing up to play on the ice really quick. So, keeping us busy over here. We appreciate it. Keep it coming.
Appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next Wednesday and get our another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday out there. You and your team over there, keep up that Enski kind of work, okay? We appreciate it.
We'll keep
Enskiing. Yes, keep Enskiing. We'll turn it into a verb. That's what we'll do. We'll turn it into
it is a verb.
It is. That's right. Yeah. perfect. I'm learning English.
Aren't we all every day?
Have a great day. Huh?
You too. Thanks, Phil. Thank you. Join our friends over at Quality Post Printing right now, 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They are open. Their doors are open till about 4. Give them a call, 423-7440, 423-7440. And be sure to follow their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they're doing over there. Buy local, support local, support those that support us, support our friends at Quality Post Printing.
Yeah.
And be listening every Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Melissa and I'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a great, great Wednesday out there. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody. Melissa and James here. We'll take you to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock hour, going to feature some entertainment news. And a little bit later, we're going to get into the best countries to visit on a budget.
Ooh, good. I got to take notes.
And the most boneheaded mistakes we're making during job interviews. All of that coming up for you. So maybe we do the job interview first, and if things go bad, you go on a vacation. You get to get out of town.
Right, because with no job, you have zero money.
Right. Or you just want to get away, maybe. I don't know.
Or that.
But before you get away, before you go on that vacation, are you prepping for one of the holidays coming up? It's really starting to feel like fall across the country, which begs the question, is it
too... Minus the 80-degree weather.
Right. You know, it really... I mean, it doesn't really feel like fall around the country.
Except that kids are back in school.
Yeah.
That really, really signifies fall to me.
You know, there are some colors, changing in our trees. I've got one in front of us here that is a little bit. And, you know, but yeah,
leaves are starting to fall.
I feel like we're forcing it a little bit, but at the same time, it is kind of like, you know, what we're trying to encourage Mother Nature, maybe.
Yeah.
But so we are there are asking, though, is it too early to start prepping for Thanksgiving? And
no.
While this article is saying that, I'm wondering if it's too early to start prepping for any of the big holidays coming up. We'll discuss.
Okay.
A new survey asked people when they start getting the gears in motion for Thanksgiving, thinking about guest lists, menu items, and roughly 4 weeks seems to be the consensus. So about a month ahead of time. This year, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, November 28th, meaning most of us wait until the calendar flips to November to start getting into this. According to a very casual poll, Delaware needs... A very casual poll. How does that work?
Like, I asked three of my friends. You know, I just wanted to get a casual idea of when they start.
I like the idea. Melissa, you and I are just walking down the street or whatever we're talking. There's just this guy standing there by a booth, but he's like half asleep. And he's like, hey, what's going on here? I got a survey. I mean, if you want to fill it out. It's
but
really
you don't
casual.
Have to.
It's a really casual survey, man. I mean, fill it out if you like. You don't have to put your name. And if you know what? If you just want to fill out half the survey, that's fine. What is a casual survey? I don't like that.
You know, honestly, though, James, I would probably be more inclined to fill that out than somebody coming up to me with a clipboard going, fill out our survey, please. We need answers on this.
It's a fair point, yeah. So according to this very casual poll, Delaware needs the longest prep time, averaging 17 days of guest list planning and another 19 days of menu building.
Okay.
Virginia and North Carolina also do over a month of planning. On the flip side, Nevada only needs about 19 total days of planning.
Hmm.
We want to look local here, of course, and see where we rank on this one here in Wisconsin. And it looks like Wisconsin is 24.
Okay. Middle of the pack, kind of like we usually are.
It seems to be that way. Yeah, it really does. We seem to end up being there. 7 and 10 have been celebrating traditions for more than 21 years. 7 out of 10 families have been celebrating the same traditions for over 21 years.
Well,
and
that's part of the thing about Thanksgiving. It doesn't necessarily require a ton of planning because typically you do a similar thing most years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Until your families start to change, you know.
Yeah.
As we get older, our families kind of evolve and change, and as we... sorry to say it, but as we lose people in our families, like our grandparents or our parents, traditions do have to change. So it or marriages and divorces, that changes yep. things too.
Yep. I mean, all true.
My traditions over Thanksgiving have never been the same.
Yeah.
I've always gone multiple different places for since, you know, being on my own.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had it very similar myself. I've oftentimes, I don't know why I didn't plan this, but I've oftentimes been out of the state when Thanksgiving comes around, just this particular holiday. So I can relate to that a bit. And I think they're all strong points and a nice reminder. And I actually think of my father, who is, I know I joke about my dad a lot and everything. He's actually one of the smartest, insightful people I've ever known. And he noticed this right away when we lost my Nana and then my Papa, that, well, we don't get together like we used to. And not just us as our immediate family, but our whole core family, our tribe extended, and everything. And I heard him on the phone yesterday for about an hour with on a joint call with two of his sisters and them talking about this. And like, we got to get together more. We got to do more and all that. He's really trying to rally the troops, if you will. He's really trying to keep that tradition going, because it's such a I know it's not a fun point to bring up, but it is a good point to bring up, Melissa, about the people we lose. And how many of them are the ones that kept these traditions alive? And without them, you know, who's
has to step in?
Yeah, and so I call upon and don't let that be on one person's shoulders. Help your cousins, help your brothers and sisters, your friends and family to be able to keep these going. If you want to, of course. Every family's different. If those are gone and you can't do that, start some new ones.
Right. I think there's always the option of the Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Friendsgiving.
Inviting a bunch of friends over to have Thanksgiving dinner with you, and see the person hosting Thanksgiving is always the one that has to do all this pre-planning ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe for us, it's easy to say, well, why do you need a month to do that?
Yeah.
I've never it's always the same every year.
I've never done anything.
No idea what goes into it.
Yeah, I've never done anything even close to this. Like, I'm the guy that, like, they just point and do this, and I go and I do it. That's what I do. I've never planned or prepped anything. I wouldn't even know where to begin with something like that. I give all the credit in the world to the planners out there that do yes. that stuff, and looking forward to celebrating Thanksgiving this year. We'll come back and we'll have some fun on the morning show. It's Melissa and James taking you through right here on 97.5 FM 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.